And in the weird year that is 2020, of course, you'd have the Melbourne Cup on the Tuesday, the first Tuesday of November, run before Roses Only. There wasn't anyone there. That was the one thing I really noticed on the television coverage of the Melbourne Cup yesterday, were how magnificent those rose gardens are, because you got a clean look at them without any people there. So there was no one at the Melbourne Cup. Then you wake up the next day and go, what are we going to do today? Oh, the State of Origin's on tonight. It's the weirdest and wackiest year ever. And Jared Daffy is from the Tab. He's going to talk us through who's favourites, who's the underdogs, and everything about tonight's game. Hey, Jared.
Hello, Bruni. You're quite right. It's a very, very strange year, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it's just, it's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. But anyway, it'll be played at the Adelaide Oval tonight, which is weird enough in itself.
Yeah.
And what the Blues are red-hot favourites, though, aren't they?
Look, they are. This game has been pretty slow up until this week. I think Queensland has had a lot on them, played last week with the election, and of course the race is on the weekend. But we've got some clear air today, and they are the outsiders. They've been written off by all and sundry, but we love that. $3.40 Queensland, $1.32 New South Wales. And note, the bigger bets this morning coming through are for the Blues. That's understandable given their price, but Queensland supporters are out and about. There's plenty of interest in them at the 3.40.
Any exotic bets we can have on tonight's game? Get a big crunch of a collect?
There's a gazillion of them, but the most popular is always the player of the match. And the good news for Queensland supporters is this market's dominated by New South Wales players, so we're getting some nice prices. The favourites are Tedesco at 5, Cleary at 6, Keary at 7, Cook at 9. Then we come again, to the shortest of the Queensland players, Cameron Munster at 11, Daly Cherry-Evans at 11. Good interest in Josh Papali at $17, and AJ Brimson. I think he might be the catalyst if we're to win tonight, we being Queensland, to win tonight. He's a $21 pop. So there's some big prices there for the Queensland guns if you think Queensland can win.
Has voting, has betting ceased on the US election?
No, it actually never got underway for Queensland.
That's right.
Or account holders, but we've been taking bets from the rest of Australia. And even as late as last Friday, the betting on this election eclipsed what we'd seen on the AFL Grand Final and the NRL Grand Final. And I think it's actually going to rival the Melbourne Cup yesterday. So it's a little bit unfortunate that the only place in the world it seems you can't bet with the Tab is in Queensland. But the bets coming through yesterday were staggering, staggering. You know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 bets on both Biden and Trump.
So fair dinkum.
They've started opening the votes now. I'm not quite sure where things lie in regards to it. I haven't watched any of the news services, but there's still a market there at the moment. And Joe Biden has shortened up. He's $1.48 now. I know last night at one stage he was $1.67. So that would seem to suggest that whatever they've started to count has him in front. So it will change rather dramatically and quickly this morning.
Good stuff. Jared Daffy from the Tab. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Brandy.